Let me tell you what I like about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free, and they have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. How great is that, right? Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello, and welcome back to Journey into Finance with your host, Ian Towner. In this episode, we'll talk about investing in yourself. The best investments are the ones you make in you. Plain and simple. I've never regretted the investment of my time increasing my knowledge about anything. Once I was told there's nothing new under the sun, and my response was, this may be true, but there's always something new to learn, right? Suppose you want to become a teacher, an astronaut, a lawyer, an accountant, a journalist, a meteorologist. You can do it if you set your mind and focus on it. When you focus on something you want, your entire body works towards achieving that objective. If you allow distractions, you'll lose focus and the vision becomes foggy and you think you'll never achieve the goal. That's the trick of distractions from people and things that kind of just happen in life. The key is to regain your focus. Keep your eyes on the prize. Doing something your future self will thank you for. There's a process or way of doing anything to reach where you are destined to be. But first you have to wake up from dream mode and take radical action. Then set yourself as a priority every day. Invest your time in learning a new skill. Take action like you open your cell phone to scroll through social media posts. Imagine how much time is used up in a 24-hour period just looking at what other people are doing. How about this? Count how many hours you spend on various social media platforms. Is it 1, 2, 3 hours, or more? Can you think of anything different that could be done to enhance your chances of creating your own empire or leaving a legacy? In this age of technology, artificial intelligence, ignorance is a choice, and a mind is a terrible organ to waste. Wouldn't you agree? We'll be back after a moment. And we're back. Chapter 8, Invest in Yourself. I'm going to start with banking. I didn't know much about banking, yet I found a job looking in the Help Wanted section of the Houston Chronicle. Once I learned what I needed to land a job in an inbound call center, which was typing at least 45 words per minute, having some customer service skills, and a willingness to learn, I jumped on a computer and practiced my ace off until I was able to type without looking at the keyboard. I called the number for the interview and landed the job. Once I got my foot in the door, I signed up for school and earned my bachelor's degree and then my master's. As I look back at my life's journey, I took an accelerated course which allowed me to complete my studies in 3 years instead of four. Why am I sharing this with you? Because this chapter is about investing in yourself. In hindsight, I could have saved myself hundreds of thousands of dollars by just paying my own way instead of signing my life away to the matrix with student loans. However, I had a vision of creating a legacy through my education and becoming an advocate for financial literacy to help others accomplish their goals and break the generational poverty. So my main objective was to gain financial freedom by any means necessary, legitimately, of course. My family always came first, and sacrifices were a part of the journey. I set goals and made a career out of the banking industry, just enough to pave the way with the knowledge I gained. No one said it was going to be easy, just that it would be worth it. And it has. Every loan, every investing decision, every business venture, and being open-minded to every opportunity has brought me to my current occupation. When it comes to finances, it's important to know your net worth. I'm talking about your assets minus your liabilities, those tangible things you can access and turn into cash. There's also intangible items like copyrights, intellectual property, and patents that give you a more accurate view of your financial wealth. More details can be found on my blog, etjourney.com. That's etjourney.com, and I'll leave a link in the description box. The bottom line is to invest in assets that increase your net worth. Your net worth is comprised of anything of value you currently own that can be converted into cash, like investments, bank and brokerage accounts, retirement funds, real estate, and personal property, like cars, jewelry, and collectibles, like vintage comic books and coins. And of course, cash. Liabilities are loans like mortgages, credit card debt, medical bills, and those dreadful student loans. Most of your liabilities can be found on the three credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Be truthfully honest with yourself when assigning value to your assets so as not to inflate your worth. This is especially important when planning your estate and creating a will. Creating a will help eliminate probate court. These are things we don't learn in school, but are definitely something we need to know in life. Like the stock market, a person's net worth will fluctuate. If your net worth is negative, it doesn't mean you're irresponsible, just that your liabilities outweigh what you own. As one grows older, their net worth will grow. As debt is paid down, equity builds up over time in your home and acquiring more assets. So spend wisely. Remember, each person's net worth is based on where they want to be in the short-term and long-term future. When you see financial trends in black and white on your net worth statements, you're forced to confront the realities of where you stand financially. Reviewing your net worth statements over time can help you determine, number one, where you are, and number two, how to get where you want to be. This can also encourage you when you're paying off debt, heading in the right direction, and increasing assets. It also provides a wake-up call if you're not on track. Now, getting on track requires some of the following things. Spend wisely. Even though that $500 pair of shoes does fulfill a need for footwear, a less expensive pair may do just the right thing for you and keep you headed in the right direction. Pay down debt. Reviewing your assets and liabilities can help you develop a plan for paying down debt. For instance, you may be earning 1% interest in a money market account while paying off credit card debt at 12% interest. You may find that using the cash to pay off that credit card debt makes sense in the long run. When in doubt, crunch the numbers to see if it makes financial sense to pay down a certain debt, taking into consideration the impact of no longer having access to that cash, which you might need for emergencies. And that's why it's important to create an emergency fund. Save and invest, and I can't stress that enough. Your net worth figures can motivate you to save and invest money. If your net worth statement shows that you are on track to meet your financial goals, it can also encourage you to continue what you're doing. If your net worth indicates room for improvement, it can provide a needed spark of motivation to take a more aggressive approach to saving and investing your money. Regardless of your financial situation, knowing your net worth can help you evaluate your current financial health and plan for your financial future. Remember, tomorrow's not promised to anyone, so do what you can now and invest your time wisely. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. Make a donation, show your support. Thank you again for taking the time out to be with me today. Wishing you peace, love, wealth, health, and prosperity. Until next time, you can never go wrong with an investment in yourself. Take care.